Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Which we have entitled The Winds of Change. The Winds of Change. Open your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24. This will be our key scripture as we study this particular subject. The Winds of Change. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ilando zimi kandiriando zovrobora kikado zibrande kazidos. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is a healing anointing in the church this morning.
Amen.
Father, I ask that you visit anybody here who is ill and heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Oh, Matthew 7 and verse 24. Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
Up to verse 27.
But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, for those who were not here last week, just to recap a little bit, we spoke about the fact that in life, there are seasons. And every time God is about to open you up to a new season, one of the things that happens or must happen is that something that I have called the winds of change must start blowing before you can go to your new season. So the new season
mayemo alatelang
is sometimes the next level of your life.
Ke mo o tshonetse wa yang mo bophelong ba gago.
It could be moving up in your education.
E ka ba wa rutega go ya ko pele.
Moving from high school to tertiary education.
O ka ba o tloga ko high school o ya ko mayemong alatelang.
It could be that you have finished your education and you are starting a new journey of working. It could be that you are about to get married. It could be that you are about to start a business. It could be anything that God is taking you to, which is a new level of your life. Before you can go there and be established and operate in that new level, God will allow certain winds to start blowing in your life. And those winds, I have called them the winds of change. Now we see in the scripture that two different scenarios that Jesus shows us.
Jesu urbonsa dilo tsepedi.
One unique or one common thing in these two stories
mo sesitswanang mo di storing tsena
is that these people were building. It is important that in your life you must be building. It is not good that year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day, there is nothing that you are doing to empower yourself. You are not doing anything to progress in life. So you must be building. These winds only blow on those who are building. Those who are just sitting and doing nothing, and the years are passing by, you will never experience these winds that I'm speaking about. Are you still here?
Amen.
So, although these winds, when they start blowing, they are not nice, but they are necessary. Because if they don't blow, you will not move to your next level. Many of us,
we
always pray, Lord, why me? Lord, I want a job. Lord, I want this. Lord, help me. Lord, this. And what you are effectively saying
is
that, Lord, let the winds blow. And what happens is, if the winds start blowing and you find yourself standing, it means you are ready for your next level. When the winds blow and you somehow fall, it means you are not ready for your next level. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Now, God is taking this church into a new season. And as a result of this, the winds are blowing. And I'm teaching you this so that when they blow towards you, you'll be found standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you be found standing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, I said a lot of things. Please get the message. It's a very important message. It was recorded. Make sure you get it. This morning, I want to teach on why the winds of change must blow. Why the winds of change must blow. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, we are reading from verse 18. If you are there, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for me. Alright, Genesis is the first book in the Bible. You can't get lost. Chapter 2, we are reading from verse 18. Are you there now?
Amen.
Yes, sir, read for us.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone.
Ah, read it again.
I like it. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone.
Uh-huh.
I will make him a helper comparable to him.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not good.
No, at all.
That a man should be alone. Push the nearest brother next to you and say, brother, you are breaking scriptures. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I will make him a
helper.
That is
comparable to him.
Comparable to him. Now here the Bible is talking about Adam.
Mo Bible ibolela ka Adam.
Now Adam had been around for some time.
Ne Adam nabile gona for sebakanyana.
When God looked at him,
ge modimo a mo lebella.
He says something is missing.
Ara gona le sele gore ga se gona mona.
And so, to cut the long story short, God was about to arrange a wife for him.
Modimo na le khaofile go motlisetsa mosadi.
In other words, God was going to put him in another level. Because before this, he was just a brider. He was just a bachelor.
Nearly a bachelor.
You know, every day when he has cooked, he has fried eggs. That is cooking. And he was fine. He was happy. Brothers, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hey, hey. So God was about to lift him to a new level.
Modimo na le khaofile go mo isa ko maemong a latelang.
Now, it wasn't as simple as him just getting married.
Ne sebo ne go sebo nolo.
But the new level that God was giving him
maemo a modimo na mo fa ona
was that through him and his wife,
ne le gore
God was giving them the responsibility to populate the earth.
Modimo na ba fa monye na ba fa responsibility gore ba tlatse lefatshe.
Because as of this time,
go fitlhela ka nako ena,
Adam was the only human being in existence.
Adam ne le yena fela na phela.
If you read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26, you will see God gave them the mandate to populate the earth.
Modimo uba file mereko gore ba tlatse lefatshe.
So in a sense, Adam and Eve are our parents.
Ke batswadi ba rona.
Great, 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 great. I don't know how many greats, but they are our parents.
Ke batswadi ba rona.
Can you see the new level?
Amen.
Can you see the responsibility?
Amen.
So, but you can't go to a new level
o ka sie go maemong a latelang
without the winds blowing.
Kantle le mimoya e ba gona.
So read for me verse 21.
And verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And
yeah, where are you?
Verse 23.
All right, that's fine. So God put Adam into a deep sleep.
Modimo ile a modira gore a robale,
and he cut him up.
Amokata.
And he basically did an operation.
Ile a etsa an operation.
Took out a rib.
Anta a rib.
And closed him again.
Amotswala gape.
And he woke up.
Atsura.
When he woke up,
ge atsura,
there was a lady next to him.
Ne gona le mosadi
whose name was Eve.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons why God allows the winds of change to blow, because I told you that these winds are not nice.
Me moya e gae monate.
When the winds begin to blow, demonic eruptions take place everywhere.
Go ba le madimona a tira a ba gona mo gotlhe.
And you start experiencing betrayals.
Batho ba go jikela.
Loneliness.
O sala o noshi.
Resistance.
Dilo di a gana.
Temptation.
Wa likega.
You start losing things.
O thoma ke go latlhegelwa
ke dilo. And you face extremely difficult situations and circumstances.
O kopana le dilo tse thata.
So Adam's one was that operation, yeah, that he experienced.
Adam sagage ke botlhoko bo a ile a fita go
bona. Are you with me so far?
Amen.
So when God allows the winds to start blowing in your life,
ge modimo a dumela memoya e itle bophelong ba gago,
it is his way,
ke tsela ya gagwe,
to start that operation
go lika go thoma go bereka
that he performed in Adam It's his way of doing it in you. Someone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Now why does God have to do any operation? There are four things. The first one.
Samatomo.
Is to reveal hidden things.
Gore dilo tse di fitlhegileng di bonagale.
In Matthew 7:24 that we've read.
Ko Matthew 7:24 e re badileng.
You saw that one of the houses.
Engwe ya dintlo.
When the winds began to blow.
Gemi moya e thoma gotla.
We discovered something that we would have never discovered unless the winds blew. And that was the fact that the house was built on sand. Some of us, we have built our lives on sand.
Babang baruna mapilo aruna rea achile mo sanding.
And sometimes when you are crying to God, Lord, take me to your next level, He needs to expose the fact that, look, you don't trust Him. Your hope is not in Him. So He allowed the winds to blow and your life becomes scrambled only to reveal that in reality, you have built your whole life on sand. Many Christians have built their houses on sand.
Ba kreste ba banchi ba agile maphilo a bona mo sandeng.
Many Christians are blessed. You when you greet them, say hi, how are you? They say I'm blessed.
Ba re ke se go faditswe.
They don't say that I'm fine, thank you, and how are you? I'm blessed. Oh, my sister, how are you? God is still on the throne. Oh.
Wow.
It's by the grace of the living God.
Kika mohawa modimo.
Hey. But with all these nice phrases,
kadilo tse khatlisang tsena,
the reality is that they have built upon sand.
Nete ke gore ba agile mo sanding.
One day the Lord spoke to me about someone in particular and showed me a vision, and I saw this person building. And this person was building seriously. I mean, the person was really into what he was doing. When I came close, I saw something amazing. The person took sand, put it upon a brick as mortar. Put sand, and put a brick.
Put sand.
I mean, sand, as dry as it is and loose as it is. Put a brick. Take sand. Put a brick. Take sand.
Atia sand.
Put a brick. Then came to the next level. Put sand. Then put a brick. I said to the person, "Hey, if I just say, your house will be on the floor." The person didn't understand what I was saying. Was busy with his sand. And brick, sand, and brick. And many Christians, the way they are building their lives is that way. Your life is not rooted in Christ. Your life is not rooted in His Word. When there's a fight between you and your husband, you say, "No, let's put the Bible down." You see now, God is showing you that you have built your house on sand. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
When the winds start blowing, some people look for the nearest sangoma. Hello? I know you won't say amen. I'm not talking about you. Someone else. They look for the nearest sangoma.
Banyaka mo bakafumana sangoma.
One day,
kalitsa tselelingwe,
a certain sister,
also mongwe,
used to come to our church.
Natla kerekeng ya rona.
And She called me. I still remember it was a Thursday night.
Nelika labune amfonela.
I was on a crusade.
Nekiliko crusading.
Fortunately, I wasn't the one preaching. And the person called and said, "Pastor, my husband is sick. Please come." It was around
8
p.m. I drove my car, went to this lady's home. When I walked in, the odor, the house was full with the odor of vomit. Anyway, I walked in
Katsena,
and I sat down at the sofa.
Kadula ko sofa.
And I found another man there sitting on the sofa.
Kafumana munumung adutsi ko sofa.
Only to find out
Kofumana hori
that this lady thought, let me call my sangoma.
Are,
let me also call my pastor.
Kifonele le muruti waka.
If one must work. When the winds blow, we realize what you have built your house on. So I said to the sister, "I can't work like this. You must choose. One of us must go. Either I go or he goes." And the man said to me, "Am I young? Let's work together." I said, I don't work like that. And the sister told the sangoma to go away. Then I walked into the room. Indeed, the husband was not in a good situation. We prayed for him. Around after praying for 2 hours. Every time I lay my hands on him, he becomes better. When I shift my hands off, he starts again. After 2 hours of praying, I realized that it's now 10 o'clock. Tomorrow I'm going to work. I said, "Sister, let's take your husband to hospital." And she said to me, "He comes from the hospital. They can't find anything wrong with him." I said, "Let's take him," and I arranged for them to go to the one in town. I forgot the name. Steve Biko. When we got there, immediately they diagnosed that this man had diabetes. And the woman said, "God is great, because I have been taking him place to place and they couldn't find what was wrong with him. But after you prayed, they found out. In a few days, he was back home." But the long and short of it, he called me and the sangoma. We were there to pray for the husband. And many of us, we live like that. If God doesn't move, you find whatever will work. And sometimes it's to your destruction. So God cannot lift you to your next level until you are rooted in Him. You are found in Him. You are found in His Word. When you are like that, then you are a candidate for the next level. Otherwise, if He lifts you to the next level, and you have built your house on sand, when the wind blows, your house will come tumbling down. So this is why God allows the wind to blow. So that He may reveal hidden things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what are these hidden things that He reveals? Luke
22,
verse 41. I want us to move quickly because time is not our friend. Luke 22, from verse 41. When you get there, please read for me.
Read
up until verse 44.
Luke chapter 22 and verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the winds of change begin to blow, one of the things that are revealed is your heart. God needs to know whether your heart is with him. So when the winds were blowing in Jesus' life, for the first time in all his entire existence, he was faced with this heavy duty decision. Do I obey God's will and die? Or do I continue living? What would you choose? Do you think death is nice? Just hold your nose for 5 minutes and your mouth, don't breathe. 5 minutes. You realize that death is not nice. Hey. So your heart is revealed. And I thank God Jesus said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I speaking to somebody?
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, remember I told you, when the winds blow, God is performing an operation. One of the things is, he's searching hidden things that are not easily seen by people. But he causes the winds to blow so that he can reveal the hidden things. Many people call themselves Christians. Many people come on Sunday and sit on the chair. Some even cry, Paul, when we are singing. They'll be crying. But the reality is that their hearts are far from the Lord. Imagine now it's a season for you to get married. And you love the Lord with all your heart. But the person who has either proposed you, or the person that you are proposing, their heart is far from God. So God will allow the wind to blow just so that we can genuinely see where people's hearts
dealing rona.
Would you like to marry someone who doesn't know God?
No.
Would you like to marry someone who doesn't love God?
No.
You'd be surprised. Many people just marry because of the looks.
But bano nyala ka gore motho o biang.
And some of you are so blind that when God causes the winds to blow, the person will be exposed live, but still you say, I love Esmina Nyamtand.
Kiamurata.
And you'll be crying for your whole married life. And some will even experience divorce unnecessarily because when the winds were blowing and their hearts were exposed, you would just, I don't see anything. One day a certain lady went to a pastor and said, Pastor, I think my husband is a thief. The pastor said, why do you think your husband's a thief? He said, every time at night when we sleep, he goes out the window. And before the sun comes out in the morning, he will come back in. And the pastor said, didn't you see it before you got married? And the woman said, pastor, love is blind. May you not be blinded in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, your friends are wicked. Some of you, your friends are agents of darkness. Sometimes God will allow the wind to blow just to expose. Another reason why the winds blow is God wants to expose the people who are around you. When Jesus' winds began to blow, Judas Iscariot,
Judas,
was exposed. When you get home, read Luke 22. No, we've read that. Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16. You will see what Judas did. Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16. There are people that must not go with you to your next level. They will destroy everything. When you get married, there are friends that you must divorce and say, my friend, it's been nice, but
hey.
Ralebuch. Because when things start happening, they say, Mbete, where's Mbete? Then you know you've got a foolish friend. Foolish. I'm sorry to say. That type of friend cannot move with you to your next level. When you are there with your children, they call you, Echome, Arioko, what's the place called again? Smokehouse. Ariofita got smokehouse.
Let's go and pass by a smokehouse.
Is there still Jack Buddha?
Yes.
Ariofita got Jack Buddha.
Let's go to Jack Buddha.
What are the places? Remind me, I've forgotten them. Huh? What? The village. What else? Tibos. Why you act like you don't know them? Shuffles. What else? Huh? What? Goblom. Hey! I'm too deep now. You are studying. You are about to write your matric exams. You are about to write your final exams.
Oh, wait,
you are preparing to get married. You are preparing. You are starting your business. Oh. You are Then there comes your foolish friend. You are about to go deep into the things of God. Oh. You want to seek God. You want to fast and pray. Oh, then there comes that fool. Yeah, batting.
They are there.
Hey. There are people that must not follow you to your next level. Otherwise, the opportunity that God has brought, they will destroy it.
But I sing.
Some of you, you partner with wrong people to start businesses with the wrong, with a fool.
But
one of my colleagues came to me and said, you know, I used to have a construction business. Now he's a driver. He used to own a construction business. Now he's a driver. And he said, my business was going so well that even the banks were calling me to have meetings with me.
The bank
has your bank ever called you before?
No.
You are called by Mashonisa. Oh, Jesus. So I said, what happened? He said to me, I partnered with my cousin. And when that guy sees money, in his mind is that the money must be eaten. So instead of saving for their next project, because in construction, you have to have money. Because you have to build. Then after you have built, you get paid to be built for what you have built. So the cousin, he will just go, he will see, because they both had cards. He will just see Nando's. Wimpy. He will just, the guy will just be eating the money.
Naja chelete.
There are people who must not go with you to your next level. They will destroy every good thing that God is trying to give you. Some of you, your girlfriend or boyfriend currently. Well, not you, but somebody else. Foolish, not you. Other people who are not in this church. And God is causing the winds to blow just so that he can show you that this person cannot go with you to your next level. Even when you come and you are trying to speak about the future, you are trying to, you know, speak sense and trying to decide where you are going, the person will say, wait, just can't go say, that time you are talking about serious things, serious, heavy duty. They'll be telling you about the shoe.
Serious.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about. So when the winds blow, God is trying to expose the people around you. To show you that for as long as these people are around you, you cannot go to your next level. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
You look like you are thinking about certain people. The problem is that you love them too much. Even though when God is exposing them to you, you still like them. Since they've come, everything in your life is now dear makar, but you still love them. Someone say, oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Let's rise to our feet. Quickly, I want us to pray for 1 second. I want you to ask God to have mercy on you. Some of you here, you have been given great opportunities. But when God was trying to show you certain things, you were blind to them. Some of you sitting here, as I'm talking, you realize now, ask God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Please restore the opportunity. Restore that chance again. Open your mouth, begin to talk to the Lord.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Ask him for mercy.
Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. I ask for your mercy, Father, upon my life. That, Lord, the opportunities that came my way, but I was so blind. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will bring them again. And that this time your grace, your help will be there, that I will recognize. I ask you, Father, that the people in my life who are there to bring destruction. Let them be cut off in the name of Jesus. Let them be destroyed. Let them not come to
my name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Push your neighbor and say, next time I'll be smarter.
Next time I'll be smarter.
Next time I'll be wiser.
Next time I'll be wiser.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Put your hands together for Jesus. God loves you so much.
Amen.
Number two. I'm telling you why the wind must blow. Number one, I said it is to reveal hidden things. Number two,
Sabobedi,
is that God must test you.
Modimo otshwanetse a go leka.
So he allows the wind to blow to test you.
O leka memoya, o dumela memoya etle gore a go leke.
Genesis 22. Verse 1 and 2. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
All right. Some of you are young.
Babang lesele babanyane.
And some of the things I'm saying you don't understand.
Dilo tseke di bolelang ga re le tlhaloganye.
But I'm sowing seeds in your life.
Ke biela dipeo bophelong.
When you get to the right season, you will do the right thing. Genesis 22, verse 1 and 2.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him,
God did what?
Tested.
Not the devil, God. God tested Abraham. So sometimes God allows you to go through certain things to test you. Continue.
And he said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, now take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there a burnt as a burnt offering, and on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
In other words,
come and tomorrow.
God was saying, take your son.
Modimo na re tsia ngwana gago.
Now Abraham was in his 90s, late 90s.
Abraham na na le di jara tse ka ba 90.
And throughout this time he had no children.
Nasna bana go fithlela nako eo.
One time he even cried out to God and said, God, you've blessed me with everything, but the one thing I want you haven't given me. And that was a child. Now that God has given him a child, God says, I want you to take that child and kill him. Someone say testing.
Testing.
Him, kill him,
kill him.
What did Abraham do? Verse 10. Verse 10 to 12. I will read. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So Abraham prepared a place.
Abraham ule alukisa tulo.
Tied his only child.
A bofang wanagare.
Took a knife.
Atia tipa.
And was about to kill him.
Nale kafili kum malaya.
Verse 12.
And he said, do not lay your hand.
Sorry, verse 11.
Verse 11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here am I.
12.
And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for I now know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
God said, now I know that you fear me. So the winds of change come to test. Now there are four things that God was checking in Abraham. Number one was to check whether Abraham feared God. Some of us, we fear our friends more than we fear God. Some of us, we fear human beings, people, more than we fear God. What will people say? What will people say?
Batho batla reng?
A lot of us, we are living to please people. What will they say?
Ba bantsi re thabela re philela go thabisa batho gore batla reng.
Now I'm talking about other people, not you. Other people. Push it away. So what will people say?
Batho batla reng?
That God was testing is he was testing Abraham's faith. Does he trust God? Does he believe in God? Because the request was absurd. If I was Abraham and God told me to kill my son, I was going to say, Satan, get thee behind me in Jesus' mighty name. But Abraham knew God's voice, and he knew that it is God.
Abraham natseba gore ke Modimo.
And God was testing whether he really believed.
Modimo na mo lebella gore o adumela ka nnete.
And indeed, when you read the book of Romans,
Paul tells
us that Abraham believed that even if he killed his son, God had the power to raise him from the dead.
Bible re botsa gore Abraham o ila dumela gore le ge mngwana ga gatlo a ka tlokofala modimo tla motsusa.
Abraham has one of the highest positions in heaven.
O na le mayemo a kodimo.
One man of God, he was preaching somewhere.
Morito mong na rera.
And as he went to pray, suddenly he went up to heaven.
Ge na rapela a ya ko le
kodimo. He said, when you get to heaven,
go fitla le kodimo.
One of the first people that you meet,
motho wa mathomo kopana le yena,
is Abraham.
Ki Abraham.
That's why when Lazarus died, the Bible says the angels took him to Abraham's bosom.
He passed the
test.
Abraham.
Do you trust God?
Na o tshepa Modimo.
Do you believe in him?
Wa dumela go yena.
When he leads you, will you follow him?
Ge a go letlela o tla mo latela.
When the winds start to blow,
ge me moya e thoma gotla,
he will test your faith.
O tla leka tumelo ya gago.
Thirdly, he will test your obedience.
O tla testa go utlwella gwa gago.
Many people only obey to a certain point.
Batho ba bang ba utlwella go fitlhela mo maemong a itseng.
After a certain point, they don't obey anymore.
Morago ga seo ga ba sa utlwella.
If God talks about Johnny Bravo, God now is too much. When he talks about Susan, it's too much now. God, are you trying to kill me or what?
Modimo o leka go mpolaya.
That time Johnny Bravo is a wall between you and God.
Kana go yo Johnny Bravo wa go thibela.
You look like you don't know what I'm talking about. Every time he comes or she comes to your life, it's like you have to restart your relationship with God from scratch all the time.
Ge atla go ba o kare o tshonetse wa thoma tsalano ya gago le Modimo.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about. It's okay. And finally, he's testing whether
you love him or not.
Wa go testa gore na wa morata.
So when God told Abraham to kill his child, he was looking at these things.
Modimo na lebeletse dilo tsena.
Will this guy obey me?
Motho o tla nkutlwella.
Does he fear me?
Na wa ntshaba.
You know, there are certain things that I'm afraid of not doing them.
Gona le dilo tse ke tshaba go se dire.
Because I know that one day I will meet God face to face.
Ke a tseba gore ke tla kopana le Modimo ka letsatsi le lengwe.
If God leads me a certain direction, I'm more afraid of not obeying than the consequences of obeying. I hope you understand.
Amen.
Now let's see what happened after Abraham obeyed. The same Genesis 22, verse 15.
Genesis chapter 22 and verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abram a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies."
Yeah. In your verse 18.
In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God blessed Abraham, but it was not a normal blessing.
He
said, "I swear. I swear by myself. That in blessing I will bless you. I will multiply you." Till today, the richest nation in the earth, it doesn't matter where they find themselves in the world,
it's
the Jewish people. Many multi-billionaires are Jews.
It
was because Abraham, when the winds blew and he was tested, he passed the test. Someone say, "He passed the test."
He passed the test.
Will you pass the test?
Amen.
Hey. May the wind start blowing in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me share the last one for today.
Sabofelo.
The first one was that God reveals hidden things. The second one was that God will test you. And the third one is that you must die. Tell a neighbor, say, "You must die." Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. From verse 18 to verse 23. Are you there?
Amen.
What does it say?
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I'll make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to a man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man."
Amen.
Amen.
Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 4 up until verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4 to verse 12.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bond servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have seen this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Read verse 7 again.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons why the winds blow is so that the dying process can take place. Now, the Bible says that, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels. In other words,
come on, Tomang.
All the glory, all the treasure is already in you. And it needs to be brought out. So for it to be brought out, God has to perform the operation that he performed on Abraham. Because his blessing
Abraham
was in him. So God opened him up, cut out the rib, and brought out the treasure. Are you with me? Now, until you die, until you go through that dying process, that treasure that God has hidden in you, will never come out. Some of it, you sitting here are great people. Some of you are great men and women of God. Some of you are great businessmen and businesswomen. Your future is limitless. But for you to experience it, you have to go through that dying process. When you think of the dying process, you must think of a seed that is planted in the ground. It's left alone. It's in the ground. It's in darkness. Nobody can see it. But through that process, you start seeing plant coming out of it. And because many people will refuse to die, we will never see the real treasure that God has hidden in
you.
There must be a dying process. You love your friends, you love Monati Mpulai, then God calls you to himself. You see, that changing of your life, the killing of that Monati Mpulai element of your life, it feels like death. But you have to go through that process so that God can bring out the treasure that is in you. You must go through it.
Some
of you have told you certain friends you must be eliminated. It will never be nice to eliminate certain friends. But that process is necessary for the treasure
to come out.
For as long as you fight the process, you will never become the person that you are born to become. You will never experience the levels that God has for you. You have to allow God to take you through that dying process. Sometimes it makes you feel like you are nothing. Sometimes it makes you feel like you are rubbish. But it's necessary for the treasure to come out. Push
and
ever say it's necessary. So God will take you through an experience that is tough. It feels like you are losing everything. It feels like everyone's rejecting you. Everything that you loved, everything that you used to do, now God is removing you from that. It's painful when it happens, but it's necessary. Otherwise, the hidden thing, the treasure that He has hidden in you will never come out. Some of you sitting here are prophets, but you don't know, because that prophetic gift cannot operate while you are there, you know, Munatimpulaye, and the music is boof, 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 boof. I used to have a home cell in Pumulong. And my home cell was next to a tavern. What was that place? Mzilos. Hey, he knows it. Have you been there? Is that a tavern or what is it?
It was a tavern.
Now that Mzilos place was there. My home cell was there.
Home cell ya ka neli khofiliona.
But when they are playing their music,
me
and my home cell, we will not hear each other. I can only imagine the people inside the Mzilos. And people will be killing each other. People will be stabbing each other, chasing each other. But you love that place. When God is now removing such things from you, it's a dying process. And it's necessary for your next level. Somebody say it's necessary. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. May you take each and everyone here in this church through these processes.
Amen.
So that we may reach our next level.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. You must die. I say you must die.
Amen.
One day, a certain pastor was coming to preach somewhere. And as he was coming to the pulpit, he found a letter.
Uile afumana a letter.
It was folded. When he opened it, there was a message. Do you know what was the message? I'm going to kill you.
Hey.
Are you going to preach after such a message? You know that someone in the congregation is watching you and says, I'm going to kill you.
Hey.
Why?
Because
that pastor, his presence there was destroying the works of darkness. You don't reach such levels until God takes you through that dying process. One of my friends, he became a billionaire. Not a millionaire.
A billionaire.
And when I started working, because my workplace was close to his house, I went to live with him for a couple of weeks. I went during winter, but in his house I was working barefoot. They didn't have a heater that you plug. The heater was in the floor. and you just walked and the house was warm. And his car, he used to take me to work every morning. When he got there, he used to warm up the seats. The seats could warm up. When you sit, you are enveloped by the seat. And he will take me to work. His house had four garages. Some houses don't even have one. His had four garages. A swimming pool. And you know, the yard was so big that you can find a prayer place in the yard. You could just go and disappear. No one will see you.
Wow.
And one day he lost all his money. One day I was sitting with him. And he said to me, I wasn't ready for it. You have to allow God to take you through the processes. Many of us, when God is busy operating, we fight. He's taking out Jack Toronto. He's busy. He's trying to beautify you. He's trying to make you great. He's trying to take you to the next level. When he just says, no, God, please, no. And you remain in the same level. Year after year. No change. You are not moving up because you are not allowing the winds to blow. I'll tell you one last story, then I close. One day, this is a parable. A certain brother, he built a double-story house with 10 rooms in the house.
Yeah, the rooms are 10.
And so when he finished building his nice house, there was a knock on the door. And he went and he opened. Guess who it was? It was Jesus. I said, wow, Jesus, I'm so honored. Come into the house. And he said, Lord, I've built this house. I'm going to give you the best room in the house.
And
led him upstairs.
I
said, Lord, this is the best room in the house. I'm giving it to you. And the Lord is a gentleman and said, thank you, my son. The man was happy. Wow, Jesus is in my house. The next morning, he went to open. Guess who was there? Diablos. And before he could close the door, he was already inside that guy. That guy doesn't wait for invitation. Just one little crack is inside. And he fought with him, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought. They fought the whole day. And he just managed to push him out and kicked him out of the house and closed the door. And he was tired. As he was tired, he remembered, Jesus is in this house. And he marched upstairs and knocked at his door and said, Lord, didn't you hear the commotion downstairs? The Lord said, my son, of this whole big house. The only room I have is this room.
Room.
And the guy said, oh Lord, okay, I understand. I said, Lord, okay, I'll give you upstairs. Upstairs is yours.
Upstairs.
Downstairs is mine.
Downstairs.
The Lord Jesus said, thank you, my son. They went to sleep. In the morning.
Hussein.
Guess who was there? Diablos again. As the guy was about to go open, he said, hey, what if it's him?
What if Kien?
And he said, I'll open a little bit just to check. Maybe it's a neighbor. So he opened a little bit. Before he could even check, Diablos had already put his leg and forced himself in the house. And they fought the whole day. Fighting. Temptations. Sin, everything. The guy, they were fighting. And he just managed in the afternoon to kick him out. He closed and locked the door. And as he was sitting and thinking about the battle, he said, ah, Jesus is in this house. I've given him half my house. When I'm in trouble like this, he will not come in to help me. He marched upstairs and said, Lord, I don't understand. The Lord said, my son, upstairs is mine.
Upstairs,
downstairs is yours.
Downstairs.
And the man said, oh Lord, I understand. And he took the keys of the house. And he said, Lord, this house is no longer my house. But it is your house now. And the Lord said, thank you, my son. And they went to sleep. In the morning,
Hussein,
that guy doesn't get tired.
And
the guy said, oh, it's him again. What am I going to do? And as he was thinking whether to open or not, he heard footsteps coming down from downstairs. And it was Jesus. Then he remembered, oh, the house is no longer mine. And he said, Jesus didn't just open the door to check. Jesus opened the door. Why? And when Satan saw Jesus, he said, oh, sorry, wrong house, sorry. And went next door.
Hey.
Hey. A lot of us, our lives are like this story.
Mapilo, arona babanchi atswana le story sena.
We only give Jesus a portion of our lives.
Refa Jesu mohong mo mapilong arona.
Lord, I'll give you Sunday from 10 to 1.
Modimo ke tla go fa Sontaga 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
God says, oh, but I'm interested in your work. It's my work. Just Sunday,
Sunday
from 10 to 1. Even though you've only given him that time, you also come at 11. You come at 12. Oh, but I'm interested in you when you're home. I also want to be with you when you are with your family, when you are with your children. 10 to 1 Sunday. That's our appointment.
Sunday.
So when God now is taking you through the process where he becomes the master over your whole life, that's the dying process. Many people reject it. Because they don't want God to see certain things. Because now when he's got access to everything, he's going to see things he mustn't see.
No,
say amen, please. I'm still preaching. He's going to hear things he mustn't hear. So, allow the winds to blow. Don't fight them. Because until they blow, you can never go to your next level. It's impossible. God will not allow it. Unless it is the devil who is taking you there. Because he said to Jesus, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you everything that you see. He also has the power to give you certain things. Satan will give you things without you going through trials, without you going through testing, without you being prepared for them.
That's
why you will see someone in the community rising. Suddenly they are driving big cars. In a short space of time, it's as though they have never seen anything big before. They are walking with you. Recently I've been catching the train to work. And do you know who I was sitting next to in the train? Batabile Dlamini. She's sitting here. I'm also sitting. Do you know who it is?
Now I'm Mutsiba.
He was the minister of something, I forgot. Social development. She sits there. We're all sitting in the train. Sometimes the train is full. We're all sitting there together. We are just sitting. Allow God to take you through the process.
Dumela Modimo.
I said, do what?
Allow God.
The winds must blow.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. May the winds of change blow in our lives.
Amen.
May God work in our hearts.
Amen.
May God expose everyone around us.
Amen.
Some people around us are not supposed to be there.
Amen.
They are there to destroy every opportunity that God gives us.
Amen.
May God expose them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God take us through testing.
Amen.
May He know that He knows that we love Him.
Amen.
May He know that we believe in Him and trust Him.
Amen.
May He know that we will obey Him no matter what.
Amen.
And that we fear Him more than we fear man.
Oh yes.
Lift up your hands, begin to praise Him, give Him some glory. Father, talk to the Lord. Tell Him that, Lord,
bless your name,
I am willing to allow You,
bless your name, oh,
to work in my life,
oh,
to allow the winds to blow. Take me through the testing that I need to go through. I'm willing to go through the operation that You must perform because I want to go to my next level.
Father,
I'm tired of being in the same place every day, every year. I'm not moving forward. I'm not progressing. I'm tired of it. I need to go to my next level. I need to chase my destiny. So work in me. Let the winds blow. Lift up your voice. Talk to Him, somebody.
I pray that, Father, I will not fall when the winds blow. I will not fall when the winds blow.
But talk to the Lord.
I will be strong. Rame ada kasa kabrasa kabayantas. That I remain standing. Jibe adia kande broso koboyadas. Mide adaka bahandele mendele montes. Raba baba katara bahandele mentes. Jibe heiraha bahandele montes. I pray, Father, for the grace that when the winds are blowing, Father, I will remain, I will stand. Ah, jadabra saka brahandele mantis. The Lord, You will take me through what I must be through. That, Lord, the treasure that is hidden in me, oh, we may come out, Father. Grosse adia kabrahande kila bahara braharas. That, Lord, I will not fight it. That when You are showing me things, I will see, Father. Rebe adia kaso behende kebeyatos. Ma baba kata bahande remuntos.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And the whole church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is lifting someone up.
Amen.
You know, many people, when they come to church, they just want drama.
But drama.
You want me to just blow, and then you fall. It's good. But I also believe that the word of God has power. And sometimes people treat God as lottery. When I come to church, the pastor will pray for me, then every problem will be solved. But But sometimes the problem doesn't need laying on of hands. It needs you to listen and then to change certain things in your life. Some people, their relationships, their marriages are falling apart just because someone can't smile.
Me manyalo a thubega ka gore motho ga a kgone go smile.
We can't lay hands on you to smile.
Re ka se go bie matsogo gore o smile.
Yeah, because some people, their faces are ever angry.
But ba bang sefatlhego sa bona se kwatile.
Even when they are happy, you can't see it because and sometimes that's why some people can't get married to
like.
Who wants to marry Van Damme and Chuck Norris?
Nobody.
You'll be afraid. So the things I'm teaching you are more powerful than laying on of hands. I have laid hands on people, they've rolled. I've laid hands on people, they move like snakes. I've laid hands on people, they're vomiting, but tomorrow they go back as though nothing has happened. But the people who hear the teachings and the preaching and agree with it and go and live it, they are the ones who see the power of God. And that power is sustained in their lives. There's two ways to cast out a demon. One way is, come out, loose, come out, loose. It's good. But Jesus says that demon will come out. Go searching about a place that it will find. If it doesn't find any place, it will come back to that same person. And if that person is empty, the Bible doesn't just say the demon will go back, but he said, hey, they took me out before. Let me go find 7 of my friends who are more stronger than me. And then they will want to go back into that person. So the teaching is more powerful because when we teach you, you yourself start resisting that devil. When that devil speaks and whispers to you, you start disagreeing with the dots. It becomes weaker. It becomes weaker because now you start to have faith that my life cannot be here year after year. There must be a change. Then it will jump out of your life. And it can never come back because now you are rooted in the word. The things I'm saying are more powerful than any drama we can play in this church. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands. We thank you for what you are sharing with us during this season. I see that your people are developing spiritual muscles. The devil can never play with them again. I pray that as we are entering a new season as a church, and the winds of change have begun blowing, as a result of the teachings and the word, may your people be found standing, and may you lift them to their next level. Their next level being marriage, their next level being a deeper level of relationship with God, a next level of business, a next level of a peaceful family life. Whatever it is, O Jehovah, that you have prepared for them, I pray that you will grant them the grace to walk into it,
yes,
and to operate in their new level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. If you agree, let me hear a mighty amen.
Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-81-60153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.